Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Liberty Talk Radio, America's libertarian voice and independent streaming internet radio station, broadcasting 24 hours a day, 7 days a week from our studio in Tulsa, Oklahoma, to around the world. I'm your host, Joe Cristiano, and this is your antidote to popular talk radio. This broadcast is being brought to you live on Thursday morning, September 10th, 2009, and it's now 6:31 a.m. Central Standard Time in the good old USA. Folks, it's time for us to take back control of our government now before this bureaucratic, oversized, and self-serving federal government starves us of our property, our freedom, our rights, and our liberty. To do this, we must shed conventional thinking regarding our political structure. We need to be revolutionaries in thought, dissidents in action. Only after we recognize what our government is doing to our freedom and our Constitution will we start taking it back. And this program is just about that. Well, good morning, everyone. Thank you for listening in this morning. During our live broadcast, we invite you to call 646-652-4620, 646-652-4620. I also encourage you to get, please send me your comments to comments at libertytalkradio.com. If you're listening to a rebroadcast, obviously you can't call in, but I do relish, believe it or not, your email. I will use your email as a springboard for a program. I like to use this program as a discussion group vehicle rather than just me talking about something. I want to know what is on your mind. I also encourage you to get educated on economic issues. Go to Andy Sutton's website, go to Andy Sutton's website. His new website is sutton-associates.com, Sutton, S-U-T-T-O-N-associates.com. In fact, I think that's incorrect. I think it's .net. I think I have a mistake there. We got to correct that, folks. .net. In his bi-weekly newsletter, Andy discusses economic issues and how they affect you. You can also listen to Andy's commentary on Contrary Investors Cafe. Lastly, I would also like to remind our listeners to subscribe to our reminder service by visiting our website and clicking on the subscribe icon. Well, good morning, everyone. We have a number here, my Skype number, which I think has changed. I think our number has changed and no one told me. It's 918-919-0101. And I wish someone would call in that number to find out whether or not that's the number you're supposed to call in on. So 918-919-0101. That's what it shows right now. And I guess they've changed numbers on me. And thank you very much for telling me. 918-919-0101. And this is Liberty Talk Radio. I'm your host, Joe Cristiano. I would like to weigh in on the Tiger Woods situation. And everybody is, I might as well get on the bandwagon. It is almost impossible to ignore at this point. But it is a fascinating, fascinating lesson in human psychology. It's something that we really, really should learn. But we can learn so much from. For example, I've always... maybe because it makes me feel inferior or something. But these people that we idolize, we absolutely idolize. I often wonder whether or not this is right or not. We have these people up there, and they're athletes or actors or whatever, famous people. I don't care who you pick, even the likes of Tony Robbins, who has all these program of how to improve your life and how to succeed and overcome anything and all that. I first of all, I'm a skeptic. Secondly, it just bothers me that there's somebody out there that's absolutely perfect and I'm so imperfect. And I think that's so much garbage. We manufacture, first of all, we manufacture images on TV, and then we sell those images. People make tons and tons of money, basically at our expense. At our expense two ways. First of all, we're the jerks spending money on the stupid stuff. And then we believe something that really basically is not true. Tiger Woods gave, you couldn't manufacture from scratch a person who gave the right smile, the right aura, attitude, the clean cut American bomb, bada bing, bada boom. You know, this guy had it all, you know. And I never criticized him. I'm a very nice guy, you know, good golfer. I don't like golf. I don't watch golf. Don't care, you know, so I never watch him. Never watched a golf game in my life. I know the game. I've played a couple of times and tried it out. And I said, this is not for me. I'm not going to, you know, walk all over places looking for a ball. I mean, to me, that made no sense whatsoever. But for people who, you know, like to hit a little ball and try to get in a little hole, you know, 300 yards down the fairway, you know, go break a leg, do it. It's wonderful, you know, go it. I don't care. But I mean, so this guy, you know, can hit this ball just fantastically. And when his father died, we're all just upset for him. You know, we feel sorry for him. And it's just so interesting. It is so incredibly interesting that we take a person like that and then we elevate them above ourselves. This is what bothers me, is that we elevate other people. I think, folks, it's time for us to elevate ourselves. Now, we elevate ourselves three ways. And you've heard this before. You've heard this before, you know, through competence, through our own competence. Now, obviously, Tiger Woods was competent in what he did. I mean, overly competent. He's a world leader in golf or whatever. I think he's number one. So he was competent. And he also gave the aura of what? Autonomy. You know, he had his act together. He knew what he was about. He was his own person, and people flocked to him. So he had competence, he had autonomy, you know, and apparently with his big smile and all the people following him, he had a fabulous relationship with others. In fact, more so than we had anticipated, obviously. And so he exuded what I have been preaching on this program. That we need to display, we need to work, and competence takes work. I'm sure he wasn't born a natural golfer. He had to work to get where he was. And we don't do that. What we do, instead of us working towards competence, we sit by the TV set and watch other competent people succeed. And then we idolize them. We idolize them, we think less of ourselves, and we become the consummate follower. What the politicians call sheeple, people who are sheep, sheeple. And we become that way. We lose our innovation, we lose our initiative, and as a result, we lose our productivity. And as you heard me say before in ad nauseum, that is our path to prosperity. Innovation, initiative, and productivity. He has all those things. He has all those things that I've been talking about. He has the competence, the autonomy. He has the relationship with others. And then something happens. Then we realize that we've all been, in a way, duped. Is that he's not this perfect person that we should all idolize. Now, this speaks not so much to Tiger Woods. This speaks to ourselves. Isn't that interesting? It speaks to ourselves, because if we displayed this initiative and innovation and productivity through autonomy and competence and our relationship with others, you know, he would just be what? Another guy. You know, he plays golf, I do something else. And it talks to our culture here in the United States that we really don't think much of ourselves. Now, if we don't think much of ourselves, how do we guide our own lives? If we cannot guide our own lives, if we don't have a vision of where we're going, if we don't feel a certain way about ourselves, we don't have this autonomy, this confidence that says, I am who I am, I govern me, you know, then somebody else takes over. Just like Tiger Woods really took over our own self-esteem, if you will. He became our self-esteem. Our government takes over our lives. There is a connection there, folks. And this is what we should be talking about. Not whether or not he slept with 20 girls or 10 girls or 2 girls. Although that makes interesting press. But it says, it shouts volumes about us. It shouts volumes about us as a people. That we are, in fact, making ourselves, we're doing this, making ourselves less than who we are. It is just really interesting that this would happen. I really do not understand why we sit in front of a TV set mindlessly watching someone else succeed. Let me repeat that. We sit mindlessly behind the TV set watching other people succeed. Folks, my name is Joe Cristiano. You're listening to Liberty Talk Radio. And I think I'll call the number is 918-919-0101. That's 918-919-0101. If someone would just call in and tell me whether that number is right, call in. And if that number doesn't work, try 646-652-4620. That's just my own number. And somehow our board came up and has that number on it. Now, that's the number of our station. And I think it's wonderful that we have one number now instead of two. But I'm confused. No one told me about this. 918-919-0101. 646-652-4620. Take your pick, but do call in. And if you do not call in, please send me your email to comments@libertytalkradio.com. I promise you, I will read them. I will respond to them, unless they're stupid, you know. And I won't tell you you're stupid. I just won't respond to it. But I mean, if it's, you know, if anything, any subject, I respond to it. I'll even do a program on it. I would love to do that. Okay. All right. Now, one last item about Tiger Woods that really bothers me. You know, our hearts go out, you know, to his wife, and, you know, how she found out. Now, please, 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 please. There was a gal who worked for my company one time. And she, I'll be honest with you, she I thought she was a mess. And I thought she was a hard worker one time. I realized that she was faking everything. You know, she just literally almost destroyed my company because she was interfaced with the customers. They disliked her, I think, tremendously. I lost customers like crazy. It was driving me nuts. Anyway, we were going to this one customer one time, and the customer was having a, you know, contractor appreciation day or something like that, and we went over, and we were just talking about, she was talking about herself and her life, and how her husband, she left her husband because he was an alcoholic and he beat her and he didn't, but bang, but boom. And I said, hey, wait a minute. And he said, when did he start this? He says, oh, right after we got married. I said, you didn't know this before him? She said, oh, no, he hid all this from me. Now, why am I telling you this? Well, the fact is that he didn't hide a damn thing. Now, he didn't go out and display that, obviously. He didn't advertise it. But neither did he hide it. The thing is, we elected to ignore it. Because, you know, when you go out with friends, you know, the girls get together, they go powder their nose, they go, oh, did Bobby beat you last night? You know, and you go, no, why? You know, he beats everybody. I mean, they know that. Everyone knows that. She was the only one that didn't know that. You know? Oh, does he come home? Is he always drunk? What do you mean? I didn't think he drank. Well, he's a drunk. You know, they know that. But notice, if you go out with someone long enough, and you associate with other people, you know what kind of people they are. You know, if you go out with him and everybody that all of his friends were convicted of first-degree murder, would you say, yeah, maybe this guy's involved in bad stuff? I mean, it would give you a hint. I mean, not saying this guy's a murderer, but you're saying, why is this guy, all his friends, first-degree murderers? Or whatever, or crooks, or been in jail for robbing banks. I don't care. You name the crime. Wouldn't it make you suspicious? But we ignore that. He avoids his friends because he knows that you're going to get feedback from them that's going to make you suspicious. He says, oh, I have no friends. I'm too busy for friends. Now, this is what happened with Tiger Woods. This goes full circle. So here we are. And this girl goes out with him. Now, she knows he's on the... And, oh, I heard the comment that, oh, he's on the road a lot. He's on the road so much. You know, that's his... He hid all his indiscretions there. Well, you know, the thing makes me go crazy. I'm sorry. I got to be nuts because I don't understand this. So, I mean, she's sitting around saying, well, I see him, of his 24 hours a day, I get to see him on average maybe 2 hours a day or 1 hour a day. The other 23 hours a day, which I don't get to see him, although we're dating because he's traveling and all this other stuff, you know, I don't get to see him. I would have to assume that he is perfect. Now, you got to be a numbnut. I mean, you know, as far as I'm concerned, if she didn't know he was cheating her out, you know, she has got to be have a hip empty skull. Either that, folks, either that, or she says, hey, I can marry this guy. I know he's cheating, you know, and after that, I'm going to be a multi-godzillionaire because I'm going to get half of his money. I mean, now that would be smart. Hey, I'd marry Tiger Woods. I'd live with him for a year, you know, and then divorce him saying, he's been cheating on me. Yay, you know. I want to be gay for a year, you know. I'm only joking. But, you know, you can see how that can happen. You know, so all this reaching out to the wife and her concern, she wants to hit him with a golf club. She should hit herself with a golf club. The 9-iron or whatever. You know, because she was stupid. It's just like the girl who worked for me. You know, guy had no friends, you know, but he was very quiet and all this. Come on. You know, the guy wasn't 10 years old. The guy was 30 years old. He has no friends. He doesn't do anything. And she goes, oh, I just assume he didn't do anything. You know, come on. You know. So anyway, I think that speaks volumes about us folks. Let me wrap it up and say, it says volumes about us, more so than about Tiger Woods. Big deal, so he had indiscretions. The guy's a good-looking guy. He's famous. He's a billionaire, whatever he is, you know. And he's got a girl at a report. Big deal. Nothing new. And I wonder if, you know, if I was him and I had all this money and this latitude and all this other stuff, and gals hanging all over me, whether or not I would succumb. You know, I'd be honest with you. You go crazy after a while, you know. Now, I don't cheat on my wife. I never intend to. I love my wife. She's a wonderful person. I'm madly in love with her. You know, but I wonder if this happens, you get all goofed up in the head. So if you get all goofed up in the head when you're on the top and you got all this money and fame and all this, why do we idolize people who are all screwed up? And this is how the politicians, I go back to the same thing, our liberty. It's all about our liberty. Folks, this is Joe Cristiano. You're listening to Liberty Talk Radio. Our, you know, I think our call number is 918-919-0010. I feel like I sound like a stupid idiot. You know, no one tells me. The board shows a different telephone number. 918-919-0010. I wish someone would call in just to check to see if the stupid thing works. Our old number was 646-652-4620. We have to do a phone check after this. This really pisses me off. All right. But our email address is comments@libertytalkradio.com. God, flood me with email, please. Just take a second. Send me something. I'll do a program on it. Send me a good email. On a good subject, I'll send you a Liberty Talk Radio t-shirt. Fair enough. Just give me your mailing address and your t-shirt size, and it's yours. All right. Now, the reason why I wanted to have this program is that the human nature in war, or maybe it should be the human nature of war. It's interesting. I was reading... a cartoon that one of my clients sent me, listener sent me, and it's a picture of Obama shaking hands with that couple that was, got into the White House, you know, and they had no invitation. And he says, and of course, there's a little balloon over his head. It says, could I see your invitation? And she smiles back at him. And she says, yes, if I can see your birth certificate. I thought that was cute. Anyway, for whatever that's... Throw that away. All right, whatever that's worth. Okay. I get the imprimis, imprimis, I guess, publication from Hillsdale College. And Hillsdale does a pretty good job. They have great speech. The reason why I like this is because I get to read the speeches of some of their keynote speakers. And this one is a Victor Davis Hanson, and he talks the future of Western war. And I just wanted to spend 5 minutes or so rebuking this particular article. He talks about the nature of war and why war would always be with us. And he says it's war is a human enterprise that will always be with us. And he talks about the Western, and it goes into detail about the Western way of war, you know. If human nature will not change, he says, I submit to you that human nature is constant and war will always be with us. You know, I just hate to read articles like that because that just instills in us that war will always be with us, and no matter what we try to do, we will be at war, so you might as well succumb to it. And that's a bad attitude to have. You know, I just don't like that. Say, well, it's our nature to be at war. Well, first of all, I could not disagree more. It is not our nature to be at war, because you know something? As an individual, I've never been at war. And I'll bet there's not one of my listeners, who by nature has been at war. Forget about, I'm not talking about being in the Army or the Navy or the Air Force, right? I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about at war. Now, we may disagree with people, not dislike people, but we are not war. We don't hit them. We don't do anything. We ignore them. You see, it's human nature not to go to war. It is the nature of governments to go to war, because governments can only control people when they are at war. They make money when they are at war. They expand their influence through war. It is government that's the bad guy. That's why I advocate anarchy. Anarchy is the best form of government, because you have localized government with basically norms, rules and regulations, things that you do and don't do. And by nature, people do not go to war. Now, they may disagree or fight or argue, but they do not go to war. My neighbors never come up to me and says, hey, I'm trying to get some guys together in this housing division, and what we're going to do, we're going to attack the housing division to our west. And we're starting to dig in, and we're getting our guns and cannons and tanks, and we're going to kill every one of those jerks. Never happened. Never will happen. Now, there's a lot of people that I disagree with immensely. I don't like their way of living. I don't like their moral attitude, anything. I wouldn't hit them. I wouldn't touch them. I wouldn't argue with them. In fact, if anything, I would do the reverse. So this argument that we always have, that we are always at war, which is basically our government's policy, is that we are always at war. Now, I got this from a guy who was a member of the Secret Service. He says, the only thing I can tell you about what I do, he says, we are always at war. And he's right. We are always at war. That's the policy of the United States. Now, that's not my policy. That's not your policy. It's the policy of the United States. Now, who's the United States? Well, it should be of, for, and by the people, but it's not. It's run by the government. The government is run by the ruling elite, which are the money managers who control the army. And the only way the money elite can make money is if we are at war. There is no money in peace. So I cannot disagree more that it's in human nature to go to war. If you get a group and say, and government, if you get a government institution, those people within the government institution learn real quickly, that we go to war, we make big bucks. Now, my neighbor knows that if he came over here with a gun and shot me, and stole my possessions, he would be responsible. I mean, he'd be irresponsible, but he did, but he would be richer. He'd have my possessions. He doesn't do it. Why? Because it's wrong. Because there is a law by government saying you can't do that. You'll go to jail. But why, folks? Now, here's the key. Why isn't there a law, an international law, an unwritten international law, that said, if one country attacks another country, that's first-degree murder. And the people in that government will stand trial and get the death penalty. Think about that. I really want you to think about that. This program is about thinking, and I hope maybe we can think today. It's early in the morning, but think. Folks, this is Joe Cristiano. You're listening to Liberty Talk Radio. Our call-in number, I think, is 918-919-0101. 918-919-0101. Our old number was 646-652-4620. No one told me what you think. Somehow we wound up with two numbers. And I think the one on our switchboard right now shows 918-919-0101. I really wish someone would call in. Just try it out. And no one's calling in. But if you're not going to call in, please send me your email to comments at libertytalkradio.com. That's comments at libertytalkradio.com. I will I'll send you a t-shirt. Send me a good email on a good subject. We'll do something on it. I'll send you a t-shirt. Just send me your mailing address and your t-shirt size. You know, so this notion that we are, by human nature, driven to war, gives government license to go to war. And I object to anyone making that assumption. I think it's wrong, it sends the wrong message, and it justifies all of the horrible atrocities that war results in. If I go to jail for assuming that my neighbor is a mean guy and may hurt me, and as a result, I go there and beat the heck out of him, cripple him so he can't move, or kill him. If I go to jail for that, I want governments, all governments, to go to jail for going overseas and attacking other people and killing innocent people. Now remember, if I kill my neighbors because I think he's going to hurt me, I just kill him. But what if I go, not only kill my neighbor, but I kill his entire family, his children and his wife and his mother and his father that's maybe living there. And maybe the neighbor next to them, just to play safe. You'd say that you got to be insane. But what do we do in war? We go over there, and we don't shoot point blank. We send a missile, from a ship, for example, or from a ground-to-ground cannon or missile or whatever. And we hit a certain area. You think it's so surgical, we just hit the bad guy? No, we kill everyone around the place. So what's insane for me to do, insane, and that I would get the chair. I would hang for it. And I would be books written about how terrible I am. We don't write books on how terrible governments are. We talk about how good government is, that we're going over there for democracy. We almost idolize what we are doing. People say, oh, I'm so proud of my son, he's going to Afghanistan. Well, to kill some innocent people. Oh, no, Al-Qaeda and the Taliban, they don't even know who they are. You know, folks, the first part of this program we talked about our relinquishing our own self, our relinquishing autonomy, our competence and whatever, because Tiger Woods, because we sit there, we do nothing while someone else is competent, you know, and we idolize. We do the same thing here with war. There is absolutely no difference. I just want to make that a talking point. And I will figure out what the scoop is with this, our telephone number, and I'll let you know. Okay? This is the end of today's broadcast. We'd like to thank Grant Shaker's Audiology for their financial support, and we'd like to thank you for listening in. You can further the cause of liberty by recommending this program to your friends, and let us hear from you. Our email address is comments@libertytalkradio.com. Remember, you are either allowing your liberties to be taken away or you're striving to protect them. Unfortunately, there is no middle ground. Folks, freedom is like riding a motorcycle. You feel free, liberated. Your life is in your own hands. But with that freedom comes responsibility and risk. The government is like training wheels. They control the ride and your every move. Ron Paul has a sign on his desk that says, "Don't steal. The government hates competition." With that, until next time, I'm Joe Cristiano. This is Liberty Talk Radio. Stay well. Stay tuned.